In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David Bakhtiari is done. So in Dan's mind, that's
100%
done. That's what Dan says. Uh-huh. Bakhtiari says he wants to play another couple of years.
That knee has had a lot of operations on it.
I'll be honest, I just need him for a couple games. So you want to sign a game-to-game contract?
I don't even know if you'll get that. The last time he was healthy, he honestly would play like 15 to 20 snaps a game, and they'd have to rotate him out. Like, and then they shut him down, and he got surgery on it. Like, that knee is in rough shape.
All right, so 15 plays.
That was always his issue, too, you know, that he was just in bad shape. So far here in the preseason, we've had DeJuan Jones play 8 snaps. He played 8 snaps against Green Bay. Did not play last game against Minnesota. Jedrick Wills hasn't played. Jack Conklin hasn't played. And we've had the other guys step in. Now we've had a couple of guys get hurt there. I think if I had to, Andy, one way or another, and I laid out a way that I think you'd put Deshaun Watson on the field, that you could put starters out on the field if the Browns think it's any issue at all, you shouldn't play Deshaun Watson. Okay? I think you can put him out there. I think you can have guys playing those positions. Maybe you're going to play DeJuan Jones, I would think, against Seattle. If you're going to play Deshaun Watson out there, you're going to play the starting offensive line, are you not? So
I would.
In theory, you could have Betonio at left guard. You could have Posick at center. You could have Teller at right guard. And you could play DeJuan Jones at right tackle. And then you have somebody playing left tackle. In theory, it would be Ifedi, who hurt his hand.
I'm just thinking about all the guys that didn't play on Saturday. I know those guys got their reps in against Minnesota during the week.
Yeah, which of course we hear, although Mike Martz hated it.
I mean, we had
Coach Martz on last week. He said he hated those practices.
I think Kevin loved them.
Kevin loved them. I know.
Loved them.
I know.
We have 39 guys that were not expected to play in the game. 39 guys. And even your long snapper didn't have to, right? Your long snapper and your kicker didn't even have to play.
It makes sense.
I mean, it's just it's a philosophy more than anything. I hope they don't walk into the regular season flat.
Well, see,
and we're all going to sit around and go, ooh.
That's the point. Are you going to be flat if you walk into the regular season and a lot of these guys haven't played? Bam Bam is in Parma.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Oh, first off, I gotta give apology to Phelps. I remember we had a debate about a month ago. You probably don't remember the call or not, when we were talking about the Guardians, about how they might be a good. You said they were a decent baseball team, but not great. And I kept saying, why they not great? And I kept saying it was great. But now I'm starting to see what you're talking about, you know?
Glad you've come to the dark side.
Yeah, it's hard for me to admit it. But, I can admit when I'm wrong. And now I'm starting to see what you're talking about. You never said it was a bad baseball team. They just got stuff to learn. They're a new baseball team. But now I'm 100% seeing what you're talking about.
But, hey, they're still in a pennant race and still have a great chance, right? So that's
absolutely.
Lucky.
I just don't know if I'm worried more about the Guardians or I'm worried about more about the Browns offensive line. They're really struggling.
It's a Cleveland sports therapy Monday.
Yeah, what would you do?
I have a question for you and Baskin. I don't really want to knock on wood. If they offensive line just happened to be not good the past 5 years we have for the Browns, if Deshaun Watson ended up getting injured, will we blame Deshaun Watson for that? Or will you blame the offensive line for that?
Deshaun will get blamed for it. I don't think the offensive line, because the offensive line, even looking at last year, I mean, people walk into it and said, this offensive line's done a great job. So, you know, this year you may have a chance to say a little bit of that, but based on the contract and all that the Browns gave up, it would mean that Deshaun didn't live up to the expectations of the deal.
And I got one more question. I'm gonna continue to listen to you guys. If Deshaun Watson has a decent season, let's say like a decent, not a good one, but like a decent, when we start looking for quarterbacks in next year?
I think you're looking, yes.
Yes. We've talked about that all along.
I think that's the NFL, though. I don't think that's as much as on Deshaun as it is just the way the NFL is right now.
My guess is if he's able to play 15, 16, maybe 17 games, no, you're not looking for a quarterback. There he is. But, boy, if he's not able to get on the field, then I think you're definitely looking for a quarterback.
But, where are you drafting a quarterback? I think that's the bigger, you know what I'm saying, depending on how he plays this year. But
Andy, I would love to tell you you've got to draft a quarterback in the top three, top five, in order for him to be a success in the NFL, and we know that's hogwash. That's not the case anymore. You just got to get the right guy at the right time in the right spot and in the right system and coach him up.
And wonder who gets hurt in front of him.
Yeah. I mean, Brock Purdy's changed the game a little bit. You know?
It's funny because I think the game's always been there, but it took someone to break through. I've always thought that there were quarterbacks that came into the league that just like ended up getting labeled as third stringers and just never really had a chance. Especially if they were, you know, guys that got picked in the fifth, sixth round.
Hey, Russell Wilson was a third round pick. I know he's struggled the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrific in Seattle, you know, and he was a third round pick. So you just never know where you're going to find a quarterback. They'll be looking, you know. Washington took RG3 and Kirk Cousins in the same draft.
I remember that.
And,
what?
And RG3.
The whole world did that, remember? Yeah. We were all like, what are they doing?
Well, why are they drafting two? Well, one of them's still playing, and one of them's not even doing broadcasting anymore, I'm sorry to say. That's a rough thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we would like to see the first-team offense on the field, and I would, and if they're comfortable with whoever they're going to play at left tackle, I would play the starters. At least get them a quarter. But if they're really uncomfortable with the idea that, okay, we don't like the left tackle, we're afraid that that's going to be problematic for our quarterback and our other guys, I'm going to just go ahead and hold them out and wait till the start of the regular season. And I hate to say that because I'd like to see him on the field. I just wonder, is it too big of a problem or is it not? Ryan is now in Canton, Michigan, after being at various times on our show, Vegas,
everywhere,
Texas, Florida. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, man, I promise you I will call you from Dublin, Ireland, or Tokyo one of these days when I'm truly there, wherever in this country.
That's beautiful.
But I digress, man. Hey, man, it's Brown Therapy Monday, in my opinion, a little bit of Indians. Hey, and rest in peace, Phil Donahue, the pride of West Park. Great Clevelander, man. Just want to emphasize that he is all the great Clevelanders in the entertainment industry, especially in this day and age that we're all over TV and radio. And man, it is really a real thing. And Phil Donahue, I think, kind of paved that way a little bit for that.
He did.
We just heard that. Actually, we were going to talk about it a little later on in the show. Phil Donahue passing away today from St. Ed's.
Yep. Yeah. But I digress. Chime in a little bit about the Browns. Obviously, this is real, guys. Taking the Browns goggles off, but at the same time, you know, this is on paper a tiger, and it's just a paper champ. With that being said, we all have last year recognizing how quickly that can fall apart with pieces and parts. There's really no way you can alleviate a would-be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
dare I say, injury, because, again, these guys have to play with violence, and this is a sport just full of that. Again, this is a unique squad. Every single ounce of energy when it comes to the depth chart and Barry doing his due diligence and everything needed is truly needed, again, this year in particular. This is a team that could win the whole darn thing. And just having the pieces and parts, the depth needed, I just feel really good about this moving forward. At the same time, the offensive line, we just need some more depth, especially at that tackle position, man. And again, I trust in Hudson and obviously Ohio State's big dudes out there. Obviously, we could put it right or left tackle. But at the same time, I just feel we need more. I think we all need more, and I'm hopeful Barry can find that. Yeah, anyway, great show as always. Looking forward to the season beginning because this is really a real deal team again this year, but we need more depth chart. Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Great show.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much. We appreciate that. The way this team has sputtered through the preseason, Andy, you can't look at results. You can look at injuries and who's been out there. And I must admit there were a couple of times the other night where I was starting to have a little bit of doubt. It's like, well, is this team as deep as we think it is? Is it going to be as good as we think it is? And I'm surprised that those thoughts actually entered my head because it is preseason. They're not playing their guys, and it truly these games don't count. But it was just kind of a weird thing with guys dropping like crazy on the offensive line, and it put a little doubt in my head. It really did.
I don't know. I know this is a weird thing to say, but it's like when you're a kid and you walk into a gym and you realize that a gym is actually a multi-purpose room that you can play basketball two different ways or you can play volleyball one way, and all of a sudden the same room you look at it one way can look a different way. Like, without Amari Cooper in the beginning, and still, I mean, we haven't seen these guys play, but when you look at the depth chart for the Browns at wide receiver and you took Amari Cooper out of that in the beginning, it looked light. Right. And then you put Amari Cooper back in. You're like, OK, I'm all right with that. And I feel like, you know, you're one play away from having what looks like, you know, the perfect 22 to start to having two or three guys get hurt. And the next thing you know, you're like, whoa, where are we at on this thing? And it just shows the importance of depth. And I know you walk into this camp going, well, we feel good about all of our starters, but how good are you on depth? And like the battles that we knew were going to happen in this preseason, we're going to be depth battles, but someday they become guys who are going to be your starters. And I mean, I'm kind of fearful at the left tackle spot right now. And then the other part of me is like, okay, look, if this is going to happen, let's have this happen at the beginning of the season and not at the end. That's the only other thing. How many times have you seen, like, Deshaun, right? Deshaun started playing. When Deshaun got hurt, we were like, Deshaun's back. Like, this is the guy I think we wanted to see. And then he got hurt, and you were like, ugh.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.